Seamus Toomey from Block Club Chicago with us. And what is the story in Lincoln Square of this restaurant that has been evicted, Seamus?
Hey, good morning, Bob. Yes, this is the Barbara Yanni Grecian Tavern. It's on Lincoln and about Montrose, 4761 North Lincoln. It has sort of mysteriously closed this week, and the reasons behind it are not clear. We know that they've, you know, they, like many other restaurants, had struggled to get people back after COVID. You and I have also talked a lot about how Lincoln Avenue has been a mess this whole summer because of road construction. But they haven't really given a reason for why they got evicted this week. The Cook County Sheriff said they executed an eviction order there. And the thing that really caught my eye is, first of all, this is a big place, but it's also been there for it's been there for about 40 years or so. And, you know, in its day, it had been a pretty popular place. Reading from a lot of seeing from a lot of readers, it had been a lot quieter recently. But what really caught my eye was, like, this was our best read story of the day when we put it up. And so people are really fascinated in Lincoln Square. They love their restaurants in Lincoln Square, because there's so many of them. They're really wondering, you know, what is the mystery behind it, and that we're still digging into, but also kind of what's going to be next for it, because it's a huge restaurant. It spans a couple shops. You know, it's known for its Greek food. It was kind of like a Greek town on the north side. So we'll keep looking into it, but right now it's not looking good for Barbara Yanni in Lincoln Square.
On the south side, well, the 63rd Street Beach Drummers have been there for over 50 years, and they're gone now, aren't they?
Yeah, it's been a lot quieter at the 63rd Street Beach. Their sort of claim to fame down there is they've had this drum circle that's been, like you said, since 1970 it's been there. Harold Washington has declared it a cultural institution way back when. But they haven't really been evicted from the parking lot, but they're saying they haven't been able to go there because they've put in a whole new parking lot with a parking system that makes it really difficult for the people to get there and stay all day, because it's gotten quite expensive to be there. They've also closed off, like, a lot of the area where the drum circle would gather, and the, you know, the people that would just stop by and listen for years. They put construction fences around it. So they said they really, you know, in practical purposes, they really have been restricted from the park. So they're really begging the park district to make some accommodations for them, because so many people just like to come there and hear it, and they feel it's sort of, you know, just a cathartic religious spiritual ceremony that's really the soundtrack for the beach area down there. So we'll keep an eye on that one too.
And quickly, a shout out to the Leo High School Boys Choir. How about that group on America's Got Talent, huh?
Yeah, really. It's been a fun Chicago story for the last couple weeks. They performed Tuesday night on America's Got Talent. This is the all-boys choir from the all-boys school in the Auburn-Gresham neighborhood. They did a fantastic job. They wowed the judges. They moved on to the next round, and we've got the clip on blockclubchicago.org. But just really, it's really inspiring to see 18 people in a choir performing at once, doing a pop song, and really, you know, just an inspiring thing. Leo High School is a very cool school, and they're showing the world what Chicago can do.
Good for them. Seamus Toomey, have a good weekend. Thank you.
Thanks, Bob.